When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I Googled a simple question the other day, and I gained a history lesson. You see, I've been pondering plaid lately. Chalk it up to winter chill when warm fuzzy blankets become constant companions. And without doubt, it's the time of year when bright red, green, and black checkered flannel shirts take center stage. If not on a runway, for certain in the local coffee shop or under coveralls headed out to put out hay. The Smithsonian.com set me straight on the checks and patterns of one of rural America's favorite colors, plaid. It's one of the most widespread, recognizable, and ubiquitous designs in the world, coming in almost every color and shade under the sun. But technically, plaid isn't the pattern's proper name. That honor goes to the word tartan, which was first used to describe the individual colors and patterns used to decorate the clothes of different Scottish clans. While they often came in the same colors, the word plaids actually stood for heavy traveling cloaks worn to ward off the bitter cold of the Scottish winters. Plaid only replaced tartan once the patterns became popular with British and American textile manufacturers. Okay, that's the home ec part of the lesson for you guys out there. For those that are more interested in warring tribes, nobles, clans, and mummies, you'll enjoy what's coming next. Like wearing your hometown team's mascot on your ball cap, each type of woven cloth represented a specific region, and it became synonymous with the regional clans scattered throughout Scotland. The patterns themselves of plaid and tartan were created using available colors, many of which were possible from vegetable dyes. Maybe that's why farmers love plaid. Believe it or not, tartan goes back at least 3,000 years, with the oldest example of the fabric found buried with the remains of the Chirchen man, a mummy of Caucasian descent found buried in the sands of the western Chinese desert. Fabric, family ties, and fatal endings were just the beginning for plaid. During the 18th century, tartan joined the military. At the time, a pattern now known as Blackwatch plaid became associated with the Royal Highland Regiment, a Scottish military force that remained the pride of the United Kingdom's army until it was disbanded in as late as 2003. Although, after the Scottish forces were defeated at the Battle of Culloden in 1746, the multicolored tartans were banned for nearly a century. That's kind of like disowning your favorite sports team for losing the championship and holding a grudge for about 100 years. Today, plaid is universally sported by hipsters in Seattle, duck hunters in the bayou, and clans right here around Clinton. After this plaid history lesson, the next time you see a plaid-clad person, you might just feel like saluting. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.